Okay, we're on Chafalef and Aleph. The Gemara asks, "Bakodesh my time alone." The first thing the Mishnah says that you can be tovel one kli inside another kli for truma, but not for kodesh. So Gemara asks, "Bakodesh my time alone." Why can't you tovel one kli inside another kli? Rabbi Elam meshekvedo shel kli chotzitz. Because we're afraid that the inside kli will be heavy, and it will stick or press against the sides of the outside kli, and the water won't reach every part of the kli, it'll be a chatzitza. And by what's it called? By truma, we're not choshish for that. It's only a chshash. Because really the water makes it buoyant. And what's it called? And even by a kli that's not heavy, so they lo plug. Right? You can't do it for fear that the kli inside will be heavy and it'll be pressured against the sides of the other kli. It's only a chshash. And by truma, we're not choshish for that. Rashi, shekvedo shel kli chotzeitz, kvedo shel kli apnimi, the weight of the inner kli, hamach b'dal achitzon, which pressures against the outside, shumunach b'sofo, chotzeit ne'af mayim. Ve'ein tvila ola lo l'zeh v'lo l'zeh. Neither one, the water won't totally contact all the surfaces of either kli, and therefore neither of them become tahor. L'kam in parech, yihach yafilu truma nami. And then the Gemara is going to ask, if that's the case, then why that truma, is it okay? Gemara says, v'homid the sefer mishum chatzitza, reisholav mishum chatzitza. L'chora, since in the sefer, it says another case, which l'chora has to do also with chatzitza. So, mashma, the reisha is not because of chatzitza, because it would be the same thing, they should have put them together. Diktani sefer, v'lo k'midas ha-kodesh midas ha-truma. The sefer says that kodesh and truma are not the same when it comes to chatzitza. Sheba kodesh matir umagniv umatbil. By kodesh, if you have something that has a knot in it, you have to untie the knot and dry it off before you tovel it. V'achar kach kosher, and after that, after you tovel it, you could retie it. Uvitruma kosher v'achar kach matbil. And by truma, you could even tie it to begin with before you tovel it, right? Reish of a sefer mishum chatzitza. Gemara says, no, there's no raya that since the sefer is talking about chatzitza, the reish is not. That's a different inyan. Because really, they're both talking about chatzitza, but you need both of them. See the Rashi first. Gemara says, v'homid the sefer, demailach risi, the chosh of the sefer, having time mishum chatzitza. Right? In the sefer, it's clear that the reason why you have to untie the knot by kodesh is we're choshesh for chatzitza, that the water won't get into where the knot is tied. So reisha lav mishum chatzitza. That implies that the reisha has a different reason, because it would be the same reason to eat taima de tarvayu mishum chatzitza the lashmina de gabe kodesh called the domi le chatzitza posobo uvetruma lo posla ele chatzitza gemura de reisha lisnechada minayu. Right, that if the sefer also, if the reisha is also because of chatzitza, then we should just tell me one of them, and I'll know that any case that's similar to a chatzitza by kodesh or machmer, and by truma, you're not. Why do you need two different cases of chatzitza? Right, tell me one of them, and I'll know that there's a maila by kodesh, that anything that remotely could have a chatzitza is no good, and by truma is okay. So Mar says, no, you need both of them. Both of them are bishum chatzitza, and each one has a chiddush in it that I wouldn't know from the other one. I wouldn't know that if you couldn't be tovel a heavy kli, or a one kli inside of another one, right, and we're choshish for chatzitza there, that we'd be choshish for chatzitza by a knot, and vice versa. Why? The iashmin reisha, if we only have the reisha, that you can't be tovel two kelim, one inside the other. Havi aminu hainu taima de la kodesh lo mishum kvedo shokwe. And I think over there it makes sense, because we're afraid that the inner kli will be heavy and pressure against the sides of the outer kli, and it won't be a tvila. That's a legitimate chshash. De ika. Avo seifa de leka kvedo shokwe. Eima la kodesh lo mi lo havi chatzitza. But by the seifa, that reason doesn't apply. So I would think that there you're not choshish that it should be a chatzitza. The Iyashmin is safe, and if it only said the case of the knot, Havi Amina, Hainu Taima, the Lakodesh Lo, I would say the reason that we have Rechoshish by Kodesh for a knot, that it's a Chatzitza, Mishum, the Kitra, the Maya Haduke Mehadik, Avaresha, the Maya Akfuye Makfi, Leilamona, Bohavi Chatzitza, Tricha. But I would think that by the case of the knot, water tightens a knot. So when the water hit the knot, it became tight, and the water didn't get into where the knot is tied, the inside, and therefore it's a chatzitza. But water has the opposite effect on a kli. It floats it. So when the water came between the kalim, it floated the inner one away from the outer one, didn't pressure it against it, and therefore the nature of two kalim, one inside the other, is that it is against chatzitza. So therefore, maybe by Kodesh, I wouldn't be Choshesh. Mashenkin, the nature of water when it comes to a knot is to tighten it. So there I would be Choshesh. Therefore, there's a Svara to say that only the case of the Reisha should be a Chatzitza by Kodesh. And there's a Svara to say only the case of the Seifa. So you need both of them. And therefore, both of them are Bishum Chatzitza. But what's it called? But you need both cases. Rashi. Ahaduke Mahadik. The Korav Ulios Chotzeh. Water tightens a knot, and therefore it's more of a chance that it'll be a chatzitza. Akfuye maktrei lamana matzifos umagbios osa. But water floats a kli, so there's less chance of it being a chatzitza. And therefore, if I only had either of the cases, I wouldn't know the other case. So you need two cases to tell me that we're choshish for chatzitza by kodesh more than by truma, and you need two different kinds of chatzitza, because you wouldn't be able to learn one from the other.